Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down today. In fact, our theme this week is slowing down, how to stop your mind from wandering and being distracted 24/7. That's one of the biggest challenges most people face when they meditate, even for longtime meditators. So in today's episode 696, you're going to be guided in a meditation using an affirmation technique to help you slow down. And every single Monday, I share an affirmation meditation. And I share the affirmation in a unique way where you're able to repeat the affirmation using your voice out loud, then using your voice as you normally speak, and then whispering the affirmation, and then just mouthing the affirmation where there's no sound coming out at all, just your lips are moving as you repeat the affirmation. And finally, the final round is when you mentally repeat the affirmation. And when you repeat the affirmation in this way, you allow the affirmation to really absorb into many different levels of your consciousness. And so I invite you to join us in an affirmation meditation to help you slow down today. Now, before I guide you in the meditation, I just want to mention a few words about slowing down. What does slowing down look like? What does that mean? Does that mean that you take a vacation or take the day off or walk slower, chew your food more slowly? What does that really mean? When I talk about slowing down in this week's episode, and by the way, I invite you to a slowdown challenge over on our free private Facebook group. You can join that when you go to the resources section on just about any episode, or rather any series, at my website at sipandom.com. And there you'll see where you can join the free private Facebook group. You can just look for the slowdown series. And you can also join it. And many people request to be added to the private group by going over to Sippin' Om's Facebook page and sending me a message saying, please add me to your group, and I will gladly do that. Every week we participate in a challenge customized around the week's theme. So for your slowdown challenge this week, what I encourage you to do is find out what slowing down looks like for you, because everybody has a different lifestyle and everybody keeps pace differently. And so for you, slowing down might mean getting up early so that you can get things done, such as maybe working out and meditating, writing in a journal. And that way, throughout the day, you feel really focused and centered. You don't feel rushed and frustrated or distracted. For someone else, slowing down might mean dropping a few of your commitments that you already have. So you may have a little bit too much on your plate these days. And so slowing down for you might mean that you want to just focus on those projects or activities that really mean the most to you, and maybe saving some of the other activities for another time or dropping them completely, especially if you're doing things that just really don't interest you. Now, I will mention that slowing down for some of you could mean that you just feel like you wish the world around you would slow down. And in fact, you feel as though you just don't have any energy to get out there and get the things done that you need to do. And so slowing down for you might mean actually spending more time. So actually including more on your schedule, but it's spending your time, giving yourself more time, maybe going for nice long walks in nature, or spending time with people who lift you up and who inspire you. So slowing down can mean a lot of different things depending on where you are in your life right now. So my challenge for you this week during this slowdown series is to consider what slowing down means to you and doing more of it. I encourage you to spend time in activities that bring you peace. Maybe read a book that really inspires you and makes you feel calm. Watching movies, spending time with people who have conversations that make you feel hopeful and uplifted rather than stressed out or frustrated. So think about what slowing down means. Maybe that even means sitting down and enjoying meals with your loved ones and taking time to have some nice conversation, spending time doing activities that nurture you, that feed your soul, that feed your body and your soul. So consider what slowing down means for you. This morning, I woke up and went for a walk in nature, and then I sat down next to a pool with a beautiful waterfall. And just the sound of the water trickling into the pool was so calming. Just sitting there, I could have really sat anywhere. I could have sat across the street at a cafe where people were rushing around. But I sat down in a location that helped me to feel calm. And I felt myself just slowing down and unwinding. So consider what slowing down means for you. Well, now let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit down and begin to relax your body. Sit up straight with a straight spine. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out naturally. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Notice any remaining tension and see if you can just kind of breathe into it and feel more expansive in that area where you're feeling tension. Or even if you're feeling tense in your thoughts, just kind of notice that and focus on your breath. See if that doesn't help to slow you down. Just breathe naturally, allowing yourself to gradually slow down at your own pace. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose, keeping your breath calm. Now the affirmation that we'll repeat, the many different ways you'll be using your voice, is, I give myself permission to slow down. It's actually a tagline I use on my website. And we often think that slowing down has to do with something outside of ourselves, where the world just needs to stop being so crazy and hectic, or people we spend time with need to relax a little more, or whatever it may be. But the truth is, you can allow yourself to slow down anytime you want to, even in a crowded airport full of people, even in rush hour traffic. You could use your breath to calm you, even when you're with someone who makes you feel frazzled. You can breathe, you can repeat an affirmation, you could do a mudra. There are so many ways to slow down. So let's repeat this affirmation out loud, using the power and the force of your voice, really waking up your whole system. We'll repeat a few rounds. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation in your normal speaking voice. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. Notice how you feel. Now whisper the affirmation. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Repeat it for 3 rounds. So repeat, I give myself permission to slow down, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all, and do it 3 times. Beautiful. How do you feel? Now, mentally repeat the affirmation 3 times. I give myself permission to slow down. Mentally repeat this 3 times. That's fantastic. Notice how you feel. When your mind wanders, bring it back and repeat the affirmation again. But for now, go into this beautiful stillness you've created for yourself. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Even when the music stops and I stop guiding you, this is your time to meditate and go into your own stillness. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.